all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Everything. Let him rule over everything. Praise God. And God
blessing from man. Rather, man deviated from that blessing. Praise God. And God, in his mercy, has come down in the form of flesh and blood in Jesus, praise God, to reveal the mystery of godliness once more and to cause the sons of God to arise back into life. Praise God.
Amen.
He said that if you feast this, eat this bread, I will raise you up from the dust, from the dead. And I will cause you once more to be seated in heavenly places. Paul says that we are seated with Christ, what?
In
heavenly places. But people call these scriptures, they are just making it just religion. They just call the elect out. They don't understand what the Lord is speaking, saying about our praise God. These things are real, brethren. There's an awakening into all power and into all glory. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When all things are subject under you, praise God, when you can live in perfect peace and harmony, knowing your oneness with God the Father. I want us to understand that in the book of Psalm chapter 2, it is written that God has set his king upon Mount Zion. His king is seated. There is only one actually who sits on that throne, the throne of God, that is the Son. And you know what? We are in the Son. We are in the Son, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are in the Son. We are that corporate body. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, people still cannot understand that there's no such thing as Jesus and me. Amen. There's only one. Jesus Christ said in that scripture our sister read from the book of John that I live on account of the Father God. In the later verses in John, Jesus says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
Yeah.
This same Jesus in that chapter our sister read, is it chapter 3?
6.
Chapter 6, said, those who eat this bread will live on account of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now that me that he's speaking about is God, is the Father. When Jesus Christ says, it's not just a man that is speaking, let me just tell you. Mm-hmm. That's why I said before Abraham was, I am. We have to come to the place where we don't recognize Jesus after the flesh. See, Paul says in the letter to the Corinthians, henceforth, know we no longer Jesus after the flesh. If you know Jesus after the flesh, you still have a veil over you. See, Jesus is not flesh and blood. He came into this world to put on that form for the purpose of revealing the mystery of godliness. And brethren, if I tell you today that you also are not ordinary mere mortals, you are not ordinary mere creatures of the dust, you are sons of God. And I tell you, God does not bear flesh and blood. Spirit cannot bear flesh. Hallelujah. But we all went into deep sleep. If you still think you are flesh, if you still think you are male, you are female, if you still think you are an earthly creature, you are still asleep. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why you are hearing the trumpet. The loud trumpet is sounding now. And that trumpet is saying, thou that sleep in the dust, awake.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Can you hear the knock on your heart? Saying, come in and sup with me. This is the Lord's body. We are eating the Lord's body. Fellowship with the Lord's body. Praise God, as we begin to understand in fellowship with this body, we realize that we are one with this body.
Amen.
Because there is one bread and there are many. See, we being many, we are one loaf of bread. You know that?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that bread from heaven is immortal, incorruptible. It is the body of the Lord. Paul says some of us are having problems today because we are not discerning the Lord's body. Because we are not, our eyes are darkened. We are not really recognizing what the Lord's body is. We are not recognizing that we are interwoven. We are one with the Lord's body. These are great mysteries that have been hidden from the foundation of the world, but are being brought to light today through the grace of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the beginning, Genesis chapter Bible says, God said, let us, back that word, let us make man in our image. Let us. You hear the word? God always used that phrase, let us. Somebody say, well, it is the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know that you are in that body.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know that you are in that body saying, let us. These are things I've experienced, these are things I know for experience, not because I didn't read books, it's what God has shown me. Hallelujah. It's what God has shown me. And I have to tell you the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that you were in that body saying, let us? Do you know that you've always been in the congregation of the Almighty? But we fell and we died as men. Because when we were introduced into this world, the wisdom of this world, you know, blinded our eyes. This is the robber, the thief and the robber. Amen. Yes. What did the robber snatch for you from you? The robber snatched away the understanding of your origin in God. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, I came from the Father and I go back to the Father. This is going to be the same voice of every man who's awakening to truth.
Amen.
Praise God, because your origin is in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. There's one corporate body. And you see, there are visions I've seen all over the Bible. Amen. Ezekiel saw this vision of the body of God. And Ezekiel observed that when God speaks, it's a crowd that was speaking. It's not one voice that was speaking. When God speaks, he always observed that it was a crowd. When Daniel saw the body of God, observed that it was a crowd speaking. Amen. When, you know, John saw the Alpha and the Omega, he said that his voice was like the voice of many waters. Who are those waters? These are nations, tongues, people that are gathered in the name of the Lord. The Bible said that he has made known to us his real purpose, his intention. That is to gather all men back into what? Into Christ. Back into what? This is the intention of God. And if you are, that is the highest awareness or consciousness, or the highest knowledge a man can have, is to know that I am the Father of all. If you can marry, if you can awaken to this union, to this understanding, the kingdom of God has come.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. If you can awaken to this understanding, you don't even need a cup on your account. So all this is, we run after money like fowl, like, you know, we become slaves to corruption. It's because we are wicked. We became like mere mortals. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But the time has come when the sons of God will arise as they hear the voice of truth. Praise God. In the book of,
amen,
you just look at the handout I gave. In the book of Psalm 82, praise God.
Amen.
I am moving on.
Yeah.
God standeth in the congregation of the Almighty. He judged among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, you are
gods.
And you are our children of the Most High. But you shall
die
like men and fall like one of the princes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all the nations.
Hallelujah.
Do you know the nations? Look at the nations here. God is going to inherit all the nations. They are coming back into God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that what? You are gods. You are gods. but you die, you suffer. You are in torment, in anguish of soul, in problems today because of what? You lack understanding, ignorance. Your mind has been darkened. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ye are gods. You are gods. But you die as men. You perish as men. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But thank God for the word. The Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave the only begotten son that whosoever believes in him shall not what?
Perish
for what?
Have everlasting life.
That means God is here to reverse that trend.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But God, you don't need to die anymore.
Amen.
You don't need to perish anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord has come with the word to deliver the captives. The captives are not people who are, you know, not all these things we see, man. What are captives? Are people who are captives in the realm of death, hell, and death. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I don't waste my time with you know, with voodoo and mommy water and all those stuff. Praise God. I speak higher things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I speak higher things. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't go to low things. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, what they do is to deceive you with these things, and you know, they pray for one problem, after they pray for another one, so you keep coming back to them for more and more prayers, and you keep paying them and giving them more money, and you know, the crowd increase in their churches because people are deceived. Praise God. I don't want any glory from any man. I preach the word of God, amen, the word the Lord showed me, so that people can be set free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If a brother here is set free tomorrow, he can be here and this book be preaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And I'm moving on into glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has come to restore us back to our glory. Sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of John, chapter 1, verse 10. It says, John chapter 1, verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as have received him, to them gave him what? Power, dunamis, to become sons of God.
Amen.
Even to those who believe on his name, which are not born, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, but God, but nor of the will of man, but of what?
Of God.
Hallelujah. These are spiritual beings, celestial creatures, not flesh and blood. Those who can dare to believe this testimony, he came to his own. The Bible says that his life was the life of men. All men actually originate from that. You know, some weeks ago I shared about the vine and the branches. We are interdependent. All of us are dependent. We all have a connection to the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He came to the world, his own. He knew it was the life and the life of all men. But the world did not recognize him. And the Bible says that to those who can hear, who can receive him. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what it means to receive him? To receive this revelation. Those who can believe on that name. To believe in that name is to walk in that name. When you believe in that name, that means you put on that name.
Amen.
I showed you the other day that those who enter into God's kingdom all wear the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I cannot enter as Trevor. I cannot enter as a holy Trevor, a good Trevor.
Yes.
See, I cannot enter as a nice Trevor, a religious Trevor. I cannot enter into God's kingdom. It's impossible. As a man, flesh and blood cannot walk, enter into God's kingdom. Deceive, don't forget it. You have to put away the lie of who you think you are and put away into your true identity, which is the identity in the image and in the likeness of God. And that identity is the name of the Lord and the Lord alone. This is what the baptism is all about. We are baptized into His name. See, it's not about dipping water or fighting. You know, the fight over doctrine, some say you have to sprinkle, some say you have to dip. Well, dip water, do whatever you want, man. Hallelujah. I don't give a damn. But what matters is that what you are baptized into that name. That means you are now immersed in that name. So that you now walk in that name.
Amen.
It's no longer I, but what? But Christ. Praise God. You don't judge after the flesh. See, God has taught me never try to look down on people. And God has warned me and has seen clearly that, you know, no matter what you see a person at, what you see a person doing in this world, no matter how ignorant the person is, be hidden in that body, in that person is the Christ. Is the glory of Christ. Praise God. So you have to just be careful when you treat people. Because if you want to be looking at your people, what they are doing, you will never see God. See, my interaction with angels, my interaction with messengers of God in heavenly places, I observe that they are like innocent babies.
Exactly.
Angels don't know good or evil. That's why some people wonder why is it that the bad people, their prayers are answered. The answer. God does not know. You see, they don't, in that realm, they don't know good and evil. They are innocent babies. That's why Jesus Christ says you must be what? Become like a baby to enter into God's kingdom. Babies don't judge. See, babies don't assess people. See, babies, everything is good for babies.
Hallelujah.
They enjoy everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That is the knowledge of good and evil, the separate mind that we have all put on as men. We judge each other. See, they look at the way you dress, the way you speak, the way you do this, you know, that is our orientation in this world. And we judge people from the way we look at them outwardly. I will say this one is a sinner. God does not do that. Praise God.
Yes.
When Adam says, I am naked, what did God tell him?
Who told him?
God was seeing a perfect Adam. God was seeing the one that He created from the beginning. God did not see a fallen Adam. It's only in your mind. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we must awaken to this truth. He has given us the power to become what? Sons of God. Every instrument, every tool to, you know, to equip us in the way of godliness. Praise God. In the way of godliness, He has given to us through the revelation of Christ. Praise God. And I tell you, you see, whether you have a bad problem in the flesh, a hot temper, it's a problem with lusts, gluttony, all these things begin to fall off when you are waking to your true identity.
Amen.
In Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All you need to do is just sit down at the feet of the Lord.
Amen.
And listen to the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as you sit at the feet of the Lord, praise God, you are awakening to newness of life.
Amen.
There's a lifting up. There's a raising up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you can sit on the throne once more.
Amen.
And rule in life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this is the will of God. See, fear not, little flock. It is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. God wants you to have the kingdom. See it? But God, but the kingdom, we have to know what the kingdom is.
Amen.
The kingdom, not what men have taught it to be. Praise God. God's kingdom is an invisible kingdom, a realm that is present everywhere, feels everywhere, all in all. See, God is not a physical God, God is spirit. That's why it says, love not this world, nor the things that are in this world. Praise God. All that is in this world is what? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and what?
The pride of life.
The pride of life. See, the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. See, the eyes just see the outward. The eyes are able to see the invisible things of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The eyes are able to see God's word. We became carnally minded. We all put on the mark of the beast, the nature of the beast. Have you heard of the mark of the beast?
Yes.
Don't listen to all those people you hear, you know, talk about something will happen tomorrow. All men already have the mark of the beast. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, that the serpent was the most subtle beast in the garden. Amen. That serpent is almost in carnality. When you see the snake crawling on the dust,
yes,
we talk of something that is earthly, carnally. And James said that which is earthly, carnally, is devilish. See, all the wickedness in this world because men have become what kind of, and they think they can gain the glories of this world. They fight for space. They fight to be seen. They fight, you know, for territorial, you know, everything is just in this realm. Because they are actually, and they are fighting for nothing. Because this thing you see in this world, that temper. Anything you see in the physical can change, it's temper. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, right now, you have Israel and Palestine, the Arabs fighting, you know, fighting like cats and dogs for many years over a piece of land. When they wake up one day in Christ, they discover that they were wondering what were they doing? That everything is the Lord's. Amen. The land is the Lord's. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we are in the Lord.
Amen.
That's why Paul says all things are yours. See, to own everything, it does not mean it's not about acquiring things physically. That's why God says that, you see, Jesus Christ said it clearly, that your well-being or whatever, it's not how you gather things unto yourself in this world. It's not about your riches in this world. It's rather how you know God.
Amen.
How you know yourself in God.
Amen.
That is what will guarantee you true riches in glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why that chapter we read in Revelation chapter 3, it says that you think that you are rich. This is the message to the church in Laodicea. It says that you think that you have become rich, but you don't know you are miserable and poor and naked. I counsel you to buy of me what? Gold refined in fire. An ointment that I may anoint your eyes so that you will see. Praise God. Because you can be in this world and think that you are prospering and you have all the glories gathered unto yourself, but it's what? Vain glory. It will just, when you wake up one day, it's gone. And you start to seek for the Lord again. And it becomes harder and harder when you go further and further away from the Lord. Praise God. Amen. He has given us the power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
If we're having any problem in the body, in our finances, in anything at all, see, we just have to be still. Be still and recognize the mystery of our oneness with God. The veil has been removed. Remember I spoke about the veil last week. There's no more veil between man and God. There's no more separation between man and God. They are one. See, if you still walk in that reality, you are still veiled. You are still walking in ignorance, in darkness. Praise God. Meditate. Sit on that one spirit. Walk in this reality. Things begin to come into place, fall into place. Amen.
Amen.
Gradually. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We now begin to walk with a spiritual body. You know we have a spiritual body?
Yes.
Paul speaks about a body that is not made with hands. See, when you come out of the grave, when you walk in the name of the Lord, you no longer walk in the flesh. You walk according to the inner spiritual body, which is incorruptible, immortal. It can never die. And the more you walk in that reality, the more you begin to experience healing in every aspect of your life. Praise God. The more you begin to escape the corruption that is in this world. The world is what lies in what? In wickedness. 1 John chapter 5. See, 1 John chapter 5, let's go there. Verse 19 says, the whole world lies in wickedness, but God has come to give us an understanding. I'm going to start from verse 20. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, it's in the paper. And we know that the Son of God is come. He's come, amen?
Amen.
He's come in you, amen?
Amen.
And has given us what?
An understanding.
An understanding. That we may know him that is true, and that we are what?
In him.
We are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Now listen to this word. This is what?
The true
God and what?
Eternal life.
Then he follows, he says, children, keep away from idols. Any other thing that does not agree with what you just heard now is just idols. Formations of men and religion. Keep away from this. These things hurt you. Keep away from them. The only thing you ever need to know And the only revelation and knowledge that will keep you throughout all eternity is to know that you are in God. You are inseparable from God. This is the understanding that was not taken away from us by Satan. See, we know we read in Psalm 82 where it says that they walk without understanding. There's no understanding. That's why they die as men. See, that's darkness. When you say no understanding, it's darkness. When the Bible says darkness was over the face of the earth, over the face of the sea, that darkness is here. It's in our hearts, in our minds. Ignorance of who we are. And God says what? Let there be light. The revelation, the gospel, is that light that is shining now.
Amen.
Bringing a revelation of Christ. Praise God. And when the light shines, it exposes something that has been there all along. The light doesn't come to do a new thing. It is already there. Christ in you, what? The hope of glory.
Amen.
When somebody rises from the dead, he's only arising to what is already there before. It's not, there's no new thing. When you awake from the dead, before they call it resurrection or awakening, that means you went to sleep in the first place. Dust you return, it's a spiritual language. You see, you don't have to, you see, there's no something like Adam dust, a naked man running around with a naked man in the garden, and all that kind of stuff. You know, this wild fantasy that we have. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And an apple on a tree and one snake somewhere. All these are parables. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the transgression of man, man sinks constantly into the dust. The dust represents vanity, represents material living. Praise God. And that way he said, dust you are, in the state of your transgression, dust you are. And dust you what? You return. It's a sinking, it's a continuous, you know, descent into death. It's a bottomless pit of destruction. That is burial. That is, you see what you say, burial. We put somebody in the grave, go and look for the body in the next how many years. You see, the thing is continuously, you know, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, God is simply waking his people back from that deep sleep in Adam. Praise God.
Amen.
So that we can now know, and he's giving us the key. The understanding is the key. Have you heard of the key of the hell and death?
Of course.
This is the key. This is the understanding he's given to us. In the book of Revelations, the Alpha and the Omega says, I was dead, but I am now alive. And I have the keys of hell and death. Do you know you are once dead and now you are becoming alive?
Amen.
Because you have that key now,
Amen.
That understanding, that revelation. Praise God, some weeks ago, one brother from America wrote me. And to trouble now, understand your message. I was the one that was dead.
Yeah.
And now I'm alive. Oh, I said, oh no, I'm so blessed. You know, we receive those kind of messages all over the world. And by the time the fire catches you, you can begin to transmit this thing to other brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And they begin to awaken to new life in Christ. He has come to give an understanding. Praise God. That we are in God.
Amen.
He didn't come to make us to be in God. He didn't come to make us to be in Christ. He came to give us the understanding that we are in Him. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, if I'm blinded here now, for instance, somebody blindfolds me, say it, and I see nothing. I can see only darkness, and somebody removes that veil, that, you know, cloth over my eyes, and suddenly I see things around. Those things were already there.
Yes.
See, I was just simply blinded. So when Lazarus was in his grave, you know, Lazarus is a parable of you and I, dying away in our sins and trespasses in ignorance. When he heard the trumpet, the voice saying, Lazarus, come forth, which actually the voice of the Spirit, a loud voice, they removed the stone, all our doctrines, religious, rubbish doctrines we've heard. All those heavy things that have blocked us. They removed that thing. That stone, the heart stone, you know. The stone of what? The heart of stone. Was what must be removed so that we can hear the truth. When they removed that stone, he now called Lazarus, come forth. Praise God. And Lazarus came forth. You can see he was blindfolded. He was only awakening to reality. And as he was coming out, Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection, I am the life. The one that will come out of that grave is Christ. Because besides Christ, there is no other one. Besides me, there is
no one else.
God only created one man, perfect, one corporate man. And look at him. God didn't create two people. God didn't create white, black, female, male, all these things. These are the concepts of this world. Praise God. There are some things we hear that are very offensive. And Jesus Christ said, blessed are those who are not offended. But you have to leave all the knowledge you've learned in this world for my name. All! You have to leave what? Not some, but all for my name's sake. Because I am not of this world. I'm not male, I'm not female, I'm not black, I'm not white, I'm not Hebrew, I'm not Arab, I'm not Christian, I'm not Muslim, I'm not of this world. Before your religion, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Before your laws, Hebrew laws came out, I am. And we are.
Amen.
We are in him.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus Christ says that you were with me from the beginning. These are things you will never hear in church. Because they don't know it. Jesus Christ said, you were with me from the beginning. You were with me from the beginning. Hallelujah. When we know these things, we begin to respect one another.
Amen.
We begin to worship one another. Praise God. We begin to adore one another. Amen. This is the perfect will of God. That God wants us to recognize each other. See it. He said that love your brethren. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your soul, and love your neighbors yourself. Praise God. Praise God. You cannot actually, you know there's only one God. God is all in all. There's one Father who is in you. It's true all, everybody. See it. When Jesus Christ says, I go to the Father, it's an ascension into a new reality. Because we all came out of God. Praise God. It doesn't matter what you've been through in this life. It doesn't matter. Just know the truth. Receive this revelation. To those that can receive this, he has given them what? Power to become sons of God. Praise God. Some things we hear that they're very, very offensive. Paul says that he heard some things in the third heavens. Paul said, I heard some things what? In the third heavens. See, and those things are what? Unlawful to be said among men. Praise God. If I just walk into a church now, a big church with big thousands, I'm telling them they're all just walking in lies. The world is told me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Scribes and Pharisees, they take away the knowledge, the key of knowledge. And people grow in darkness. They have not entered, but they prevent people from entering God's kingdom. Praise God. That's what we see up and down. Hallelujah. But thank God the truth has come to us to set us free. Hallelujah. Praise God. To him that overcomes will I give what? The morning star. Praise God. And Jesus declares that I am the morning star. Let's quickly read this one. In the book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 16. This is the last, the last verse in the paper. Jesus said, now, Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am the root and the offspring of what?
David.
Of David. And the bright and what?
Morning
star. Then if you go back to chapter 2, verse 26. He that overcometh and keepeth my word unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers. Even as I received of my word of my Father, I will give him the morning what?
Star.
He that has an ear, let him hear
what the Spirit say.
I will give you what?
The morning star.
Then he said that what? I am the
morning star.
Is that confusion here?
No.
You can see that our awakening is our walking back into Christ.
Amen.
You can see that our reward is actually to realize. That's why Paul said that I may know him. Paul is not speaking about knowing a man in the sky. He's not speaking about knowing a man with long hair with blue eyes. Amen. With a hat back, you know, coming out and doing this, you know. And a long robe, white robe, you know. John, Paul said, if henceforth we know Jesus no longer after the
flesh,
I will not know any man after the flesh. If you know a man after the flesh, you are walking in darkness. Because you are not able to discern the Lord's body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was seeing the Lord's body. He recognized the Lord's body. Even those that abused him, those that cursed him, he knew that they will come to their senses one day. They don't know, he said, they don't know what they are doing. They are blinded. Paul writes that, had they known that he was in Christ, the Lord of glory, they would not have crucified him. And they are still crucifying today. See, I preach in some places and they don't invite me anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Some people, they tell their people not to go, come near me. They are crucifying the Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
See, when you prevent people from hearing the truth, you prevent people from entering into their glory, you are crucifying the Christ again and again. Is this Satan or what? Okay, that was an attack, man. Okay, we'll move on. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So let us rejoice and be glad. When Job was in difficulty, crying, in pain, in distress, sickness all over him, problems all over him, he lamented with God. He lamented it, and then let us round up with these verses in Job. And let me tell you what God told Job. If you can understand this message today, hallelujah.
Amen.
You will never be bitter again.
Amen. Thank you.
You will never be angry again. You will go on to reign in life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Now let us read this thing and I'm going to round up. Job chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Now the whirlwind today is what? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit. You know when the Spirit came down on Pentecost? It was that same wind. God spoke to what? To Job out of the whirlwind. Can you hear the whirlwind today? Open your ears in the Spirit, you will see a whirlwind here. You know that several times I preach, my wife used to, well, before I begin to preach, my wife, the Lord normally reveals a whirlwind to my wife. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The whirlwind comes to quicken people and take them off.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God spoke to what? To Job out of the whirlwind and said, Job, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Get up now thy loins like a man. That means put up your belt, man. Sit up. For I will demand of thee and answer thou me. Where was that where I laid the foundations of the earth? Praise God.
Amen.
Declare if thou hast what? Understanding. Who laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest? Or who has stretched out, stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together for joy, and the sons of God shouted for what?
Joy.
For joy. This was the first question to Job. After all the months of crying and bitter weeping, God told Job, stand up as a man and answer me if you can. Where were you when I created the heavens and the earth? Where were you in the beginning? When the sons of God, oh praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
When the morning stars Sound two.
Together.
Two.
Together.
Two.
Together.
Two.
Together.
They sound together. When the sons of God shouted for joy, where were you? Praise God. You know, when God comes down from heaven, God does not come to destroy people. He comes to deliver people.
Amen.
And when God speaks, He speaks life. Job did not have the grace then to understand. Yes, the end of Job was beautiful and all that, but Job died like every other man. Yes, he had family, he had money, riches, but he died like every other man. Job didn't have eternal life that we have today.
Amen.
Job did not understand what the Lord was saying. Because God asked Job to answer if he can understand. But today, the Bible says that the Spirit will teach us all things. The Spirit of God will not teach you geography, mathematics. He won't teach you how to trap a husband. Amen. He won't teach you how to be a good wife or how to be a good husband. The Spirit will teach you all things that are hidden in the heart of God. Every secret of God is what the Spirit of God will teach you. Of course, when time comes, we see miracles in this world. We see things happen in this world, maybe to just get you going, to aid you along the line. Amen. Yeah. At times the bread can appear miraculous, so things can happen in this world. But the main purpose of the Spirit of God is to teach you all the secrets of God. So that you can walk as God.
Amen.
Praise God. He says that what you, the Spirit of God teaches you the deep things of God. The deep things of God. Everything that is good. So that we can now walk in the nature and the likeness of God.
Amen.
So where were you when the morning star shouted for joy? When they sang together for the joy? Where were you when the sons of God shouted for joy? You can see the sons of God were there from the beginning. The morning stars are the sons of God. They are one. They are the same thing. Job didn't have the answer, but today we have the answer. Because we know that we were in Him before this world was. Praise God. The morning star is hidden within this vessel of clay. Praise God. But it can only appear as you hearken to the voice of the Spirit in this hour. Praise God. Because you are that morning star.
Hallelujah.
To him that overcomes, will I give the morning star. Your reward is to recognize the mystery of who you are. Through your persistency is resurrection, awakening. And when you recognize this mystery, you reign in life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Where were you? Praise God. You were there. We were there in God. And God is restoring His Son back into that first state. Jude speaks about people living their first state, angels living their first state. The first state, who are bound in chains. But we deviated from our first state, and God is taking his people back to their first state. The first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first.
Hallelujah.
That's your first state in God. God is restoring man to that place of all power and all glory.
Amen.
All you need to know is to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. To him that has ears, let him hear. Let him hear. Don't be dull of hearing. Hear, 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 hear. And you see a new world open for you.
Amen.
A new heavens and a new earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to shine. Shine as the morning stars. I am the bright and the morning star. To him that overcomes, will I give the morning stars. You are the sons of the Almighty God. Children of the Most High. And you will not die like men.
Amen.
I will not die, but I will live to be dead. Jesus Christ says, some of you here will not taste of death. And those are words of authority.
Amen.
These are people who are working to a reality that can never pass away.
Hallelujah.
This will enter into a new reality that can never fade away. They have overcome death. The Bible says in the book of the last chapter of Revelation that death was no more. Death was no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because death is consumed in the lake of fire of His glorious presence. Hallelujah. We'll leave all this message for another day. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
Amen.
We glorify you.
Amen.
Thank you for your power. The anointing breaks the yoke.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We are one.
Yes, Lord.
Remember that the Bible says that the morning stars sang together. Togetherness. How lovely it is when the brethren that dwell together. In unity of the faith upon Mount Zion.
Amen.
There has God commanded the blessing.
Amen.
When the two children walk in oneness, recognizing that they are members one of each other, not because they are obliged to do that, because they know that they are one.
Amen.
With one another.
Amen.
Lord of this world. Lord of the eye, the pride of life. Recognize the one, the bond of oneness we have from the beginning. We are one, unbreakable. Awaken to this togetherness, to this oneness in God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the all power return. The Alpha power, the Alpha dunamis that created the heavens and the earth. Let it return to the people in this hour.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let me come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rain. Light shine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Light shine. Shine.
Amen.
Shine. Shine. Hallelujah.
Yes,
shine upon us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Understanding. Revelation. Let the eyes see and let the ears hear. According to the will of God. Hallelujah. Father, second la volonté del Señor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we are praying, I saw, I don't know to describe it, you know, this is just like a round ball, but it's like a cone. You know, when we roll it on the floor, it goes round. When we used to play in Africa, yeah. So that's what exactly that's the name in African name. So there's something goes like this, so it's just rolling round on the floor. Well, the cone. This is just like a cone round. Then you roll it around. Keeps on rolling, 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 rolling. That was what the Lord
actually
pleased.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. So the Lord is confirming the whirlwind again.
Amen.
That movement is the movement of the whirlwind.
Yes.
And the Lord is lifting His people from the earth. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I will lift you from the earth so that where I am, in the dimension that I am, is where I am, is where you will be also.
Amen.
Praise God. You're not going to be eating pasta and spaghetti in somewhere in the sky.
Jesus.
It's a reality in the spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.